Real talk, pop culture junkie. It's your boy Mars in the building. I'm eating. Got on work a while ago. God damn, London police charged Kevin Spacey for sexual assault. Anyway, because that's what that nigga been hiding at. The UK. Over there dealing with niggas. Anyway, I just had a reflection on some shit. Sitting back, I'm thinking to myself, right? I do that from time to time. And I'm thinking about, well, actually, Jazz sent me some shit about, it was an update on that Ari Nagle bullshit, where he's a sperminator in New York. Man, this nigga just tearing through black pussy in New York City, right? Oh, New York State, nigga, let's keep it 100. That nigga tearing the state of New York up. I feel like, and it kind of works. Read this article. I'm like, no, I'm not about to read that shit. She like, well, the article, like, he got rules for his baby mamas. And that make him worse than Ari Nagle. Are you serious, Jazz? That's what I'm thinking to myself. I'm laughing. And she like, I'm reading this shit like, hell no. And I'm reading that shit like, hell no. She really think this nigga worse than motherfucking Ari Nagle. No, Nick Cannon is not worse than Ari Nagle. Here's why Nick Cannon not worse than Ari Nagle. Nick Cannon not worse than Ari Nagle because if Ari Nagle catch an STD, or one of these women have an STD, or God forbid some shit like the coronavirus hit, right? And I also would like to add, I hope this motherfucker stopped doing that shit during the coronavirus, right? For all we know, he caused this shit. I don't fucking know. Or niggas like him caused this shit. Who the fuck knows? But I do know that same fucking DNA being out there that much cannot be good. What if he got like a fucking defective gene or some shit? You know what I mean? He could be dooming these kids to a lifetime of grief and pain and shit. What if he catches an STD? That city fucked. You get what I mean? That city is fucked. If that nigga catch an STD and he out here slanging meat raw, that city fucked. That city is fucked. That state might be fucked depending on how many hoes it just, you know. And he not even getting paid for this shit. So you really gotta think about, is this a psychologically sound person? Think about that shit. In today's world, in today's economy, in fucking New York, you out here slanging meat, making more people in New York of all fucking places, right? It might as well be fucking China, right? You got niggas stacked on top of niggas and shit, right? Bro, this nigga is worse than Nick Cannon by far. At least Nick Cannon is building a family, bro. What the fuck is this nigga? What is he, the new fucking Abraham? You know what I'm saying? Was he the new Moses, nigga? He the new motherfucking, like, no. No, 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 no. Ari Nagle is a, that nigga might as well be a threat to the black community, bro. Like, that nigga is, again, why that nigga, bro? Or why not Brad Pitt or somebody like that? Cause that nigga's not fucking crazy, bro. Do you get what I mean? Do you get, like, Tom Cruise is crazy. Why ain't these hoes inboxing Tom Cruise? Why are these hoes not inboxing Tom Cruise, bro? Like, we just gonna pick crazy white motherfucker. At least this nigga Tom Cruise is successful and got money and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure the kids are gonna need stuff over time, as he found out with a few of them hoes trying to slap him with the child support case. Like, come on, bro. You had like 100 fucking people, bro. You added 100 people to the world. You don't think one of them baby mamas was gonna be retarded or problematic or disruptive or just, you know, a black baby mama to your ass. You ain't think, you thought you was gonna get out of that shit, huh? Fuck out of here, bro. This nigga added how many single mothers to the fucking world? And she sat up here and said, this nigga is worse than Nick Cannon. Hell no. Hell no. Nick Cannon is doing this shit for whatever fucking reason. But we know for a fact it's some legacy shit. This nigga Ari Nagel is abusing women. Like, y'all saw all this shit about Kevin Samuels. This nigga gonna leave a bunch of bitches with a bunch of babies he ain't gonna take care of. Cause they think he a high value man. He didn't fucking do that. But this nigga did that shit. This nigga did that shit. And he a terrible person for it, bro. Him and every nigga that's out here doing that shit. I mean, how put it? At the capacity these niggas is doing that shit. I'm not talking about you get with a chick, y'all have a kid, shit don't work out. No. The capacity of I'm just going to fuck these hoes, busting them. Take them at face value. Even if we had a contract, bro. The state don't give a fuck about that shit. State don't give a fuck. State, the judge can rule that shit out of play, all type of shit, bro. As niggas find out, a nigga went through that. I believe it was a white guy. It's a story I came across on YouTube. Nigga went, met these lesbians, we're gonna say lesbians. They agree, we'll do them. The lesbians break the fuck up. And the one who shot the baby out, the one who egged it was like, yo, I'm gonna take my baby and bounce. And the other lesbian was crushed. Like, what the fuck? The lesbian who got the baby turned around and hit this nigga up for child support in a whole nother state. That's how that motherfucker got around that motherfucking contract. That state said, we don't give a fuck about that shit. That happened over there. And these motherfuckers is over here. And over here, Juco Pay. What y'all gonna say? Juco Pay, Stevie. That's how they played that nigga. The Damo and Chrissy or whatever, whoever the fuck. Cute ass YouTube lesbians. Baby girl play her the same motherfucking way. We're gonna have a baby. Got that baby. Fuck out my house with that shit. Like, huh? What? Fuck out my house with that shit, nigga. And just bounced on her. Or however that shit went. I know when a baby came, shit ain't much different than when it's with a dude. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm gonna say on that shit. When a baby came into the picture, they turned into what man gotta have been dealing with for long ass fucking time, thanks to the federal government. So this shit, or state government, or whatever, one of the motherfucking governments put their dick in the motherfucking apple pie, bro. So this is what it is, man. This man is doing this shit at like 100 miles an hour, nigga. Like, this is what a nigga go through with one chick. Imagine it's like 75 chicks walking in your shit. Imagine it's 40 chicks. Imagine, you know what I mean? Like, and like the numbers we was using was from like 3, 4, 5 fucking years ago. So who the fuck knows what number this nigga at now? You get what I mean? So like, when you wrap your mind around that, when you wrap your mind around this nigga, Ari Nagle, is doing what you say Nick Cannon do, but on crack and meth and E and Molly, not literally, figuratively, like the capacity this nigga is moving on, the capacity this nigga moving. It's like if you get caught with, like Nick Cannon get caught with 3 nickel bags. You know what I'm saying? Now, Nick Cannon got 7 nickel bags, or 7 dime bags. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga Ari fucking Nagle got like bricks of like cocaine, dog. Like it's way fucking different, dog. You get what I mean? You get what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, y'all both got drugs in the car. But like, this nigga got a lot of, the level of drugs this nigga got and the level of drugs this nigga got is not the fucking same, bro. Do you understand? He raising the kids, he in the kids' life, he know the kids, you know what I mean? You just spitting them out, motherfucker. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. And then you playing with the kids' feelings like, yeah, they know who he is. And then at this person's discretion, when they, like, it's insanity, bro. Do you understand the trauma, the type of, you don't have no idea the type of trauma you putting them kids through. The type of questions they probably asking. And these motherfucking idiots don't have no answer for, because I needed to do this niche thing that they said I could do. They said I couldn't do it, but I did it. Like, goofy shit. And these is people, bro. That's what I'm saying, you dehumanizing the fuck out what a fucking child is and what a child needs. And you say what Nick Cannon doing is wrong. But Nick Cannon isn't doing this in the double fucking digits yet. He not even nowhere near the number these niggas is, like Ari Lang is, Ari Nagle is. They're not even nowhere near the number this nigga at. Not even fucking close. So no, that shit rubbed me the wrong way, as you could tell, bro. That shit rubbed me the wrong way. That shit rubbed me the wrong way, bro. Like, dog, this nigga. That's what I said. She's like, why does this look? Because you're looking at it from a woman's point of view, which is fucking ridiculous. You get what I'm saying? You're not thinking at all. Just, I feel. Well, they said, what about their feelings? And they feel, and they should be able to do a little bit of goofy shit. What about the consequences and repercussions of this shit? What if? What about the what ifs, bitch? Like, women are goofy. And I'm not saying jazz goofy. I'm saying, you can't look at it through that lens when it's something on that scale. And you can't say one nigga wrong and the other nigga, oh, like, you know, both of these niggas are doing something that is not, both of these niggas are doing something that's unorthodox. Flat the fuck out. But one nigga is doing something that's perverse. And the other nigga shit is misunderstood, but the other shit is perverse because it's not being done with any type of safety nets for real for the kids, bro. This is not a man that's leaving these niggas behind no type of fortune, no type of nothing. They just here, dog. And this man is a married man. These are nice kids. That's what I said. Is this nigga the new Abraham? Is this nigga the, like, these is black women that went to him. It's not like he put that, like he just went out there, you know what I'm saying? Just banging hoes. No, they went to him. Versus Nick Cannon being Nick Cannon and a bitch choosing to have a kid by this nigga that is known for doing this. These hoes went out and sought. Why didn't these hoes choose Nick Cannon? Why didn't these hoes hit Nick Cannon up? Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, bro. That's exactly what I'm saying. Why this nigga Ari Nagle? That's my whole point. That was my hope. If they wanted to do this shit, well, Nick Cannon's out here just giving sperm out too. But see, no, Nick Cannon is actually fucking selecting and choosing who he want to pass his fucking DNA on to, who he want to create something new with. This nigga don't give a fuck. And that's what I'm saying. That shit is perverse. It don't have no structure. It don't have no design. It don't have none of that. It doesn't have any of that. Only thing these women got in common is they all women of color, bro. And that was my point. So, all right. Real talk, Pop Culture Junkies, your boy Mars. Hit me up. I'll be back with some new shit. Inbox me. Follow me. Instagram. Facebook mostly though, y'all, and help me get these reels off the ground. I'm about to try to do this reel program. Help me out, man. Real talk, Pop Culture Junkies, your boy Mars. I'm out.